how important is it to understand the connection between this fascist takeover?
Absolutely. It's an absolutely essential connection. And actually, if you want to approach this from a biblical perspective and realize that, especially in an end times context, we have been warned that this is the issue of the end times. This is a sin, this homosexuality, that is separate and distinct from all other types of sin in the Bible. It's the only sin associated with the destruction of a city by fire and brimstone. This never happened before or since. It was because of homosexuality. It's the only sin that is associated with the reprobate mind, which is the mind that is given over completely to darkness and deceit. And at the end of Romans 1, there's a laundry list of socially destructive behaviors that is identified with the reprobate mind, which is the picture of apostasy. And that is what is happening all around us. This is intimately tied. The entire age of apostasy that we're seeing unfolding around us is intimately tied to homosexuality, because homosexuality represents the outer edge of rebellion against God, because it's a person who looks at the testimony of the creation of God that exists in their own body, that they're either male or female, a heterosexual person, and despite that, reject that testimony and in favor of a lie that involves conduct that is called an abomination by God. In Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 18 is the list of sexual behaviors, sexual sins that are so grievous to God that they will actually cause the land to vomit out its inhabitants. And that is, but even in this list, it's only when it gets to homosexuality that the word abomination is introduced. And so this is something that this is not just another sin. This is not a minor thing. This is the issue of the apostate age.
And I believe, Dr. Lively, at the core of this thing we call the New World Order, whatever name we want to give this movement that is seeking to take over the planet, at the core of the New World Order is homosexuality.
Well, I don't know who the people are at that, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case. All I know is that the perfect foot soldiers of the devil in this type of scenario are people who have been given over to a reprobate mind. And who does the Bible say that is? It's people that are engaging in homosexuality.